From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Japan's chief cabinet secretary says a hydrogen explosion has occurred Monday at Unit No. 3 of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear complex, and that three injured workers have been found. Tokyo Electric Power Company, which runs the facility, says the blast was not in the reactor vessel and was similar to an earlier explosion at a different unit on the same site. Workers were monitoring the number 3 unit reactor, knowing an explosion was possible as pressure continued to build. A separate hydrogen blast occurred Saturday in the number 1 unit. Secretary Yuiko Endano says people living within a 12-mile radius of the plant were ordered inside their homes. Japan's central bank says it's injecting a record $180 billion into money markets to stabilize the financial sector after Friday's massive earthquake and tsunami. The figure more than doubles the 7 trillion yen the Bank of Japan announced earlier in the day. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Tokyo that stocks plunged nearly 6% in the first day of trading since the disaster.
Central Bank Governor Masaaki Shirakawa told reporters last night that the central bank would supply private banks with cash to meet their needs in the hardest-hit areas. Preliminary estimates put the losses from the catastrophe in the tens of billions of dollars. Major companies, including car makers Toyota, Honda, and Nissan, suspended production today. The Nikkei index took a 4.8% dive just after markets opened this morning. Tokyo commuters faced nightmarish subway and train delays today, although the capital's power company said shortages were not as bad as expected and plans for rolling blackouts will be suspended. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Tokyo.
This year's NCAA's men's basketball tournament bracket has a new look to it. The field has been expanded from 65 teams to 68. 8 of the teams will start playing later this week in Dayton, Ohio. Greg Eklund reports there are still disappointments despite more teams playing.
Kansas, one of the 4 number 1 seeds in the tournament with a 32-2 record, beat Colorado twice this season in the Big 12 Conference. But Jayhawks coach Bill Self was shocked at Colorado's exclusion despite a 21-13 record.
Everybody's going to have a gripe somebody's going to have a gripe every year, no regardless of the, but I would say from my standpoint, and I'm a little biased, I think Colorado has reason probably gripe as much as anybody.
Among the other notable teams left out are Alabama and Virginia Tech. Besides Kansas, the other number 1 seeds are Ohio State, Pittsburgh, and the defending champion Duke Blue Devils. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund in Lawrence, Kansas.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's trip to the Middle East underscores the Obama administration's worries over the deepening crisis in Libya and fears that the unrest in the Arab world may not produce the changes as demanded. Observers say failure to meet those demands for economic and political reforms could trigger more unrest. This is NPR. Friendly fire has taken the life of a Long Island, New York police officer. From member station WNYC in New York, Mark Garber has the details.
Police in suburban Massapequa Park, about 40 miles east of New York City, responded to a 911 call Saturday night. They confronted 21-year-old Anthony DiGeronimo, who reportedly had knives strapped to his body and in his hands. Detective Lieutenant Kevin Smith of the Nassau County Police says the officers followed the suspect into his home, where he barricaded himself inside a bedroom. DiGeronimo charged them with a knife when they shot and killed him, Smith said. Backup officers soon arrived, including plainclothes officer Jeffrey Breitkopf. For reasons that are unclear, a uniformed officer fired one shot at Breitkopf, according to Smith. The 40-year-old Breitkopf, a 12-year veteran, was pronounced dead Saturday night at Nassau University Medical Center. For NPR News, I'm Mark Garber in New York.
State police in Virginia say a gunman shot and killed 2 sheriff's deputies before being killed in a shootout in rural southwestern Virginia. Virginia State Police Sergeant Steve Lowe says the incident occurred Sunday after the owner of a salvage yard reported getting into an argument with a man he believed was trying to rob him. 2 other deputies were shot and are in serious condition tonight. The suspected shooter fled on foot. State police found him a few hours later. In New York, passengers and witnesses of a fatal crash in which the top of a tour bus was sheared off, leaving 14 passengers dead, say the driver's account of getting clipped by a tractor-trailer doesn't square with what they saw. The bus veered off the road Saturday and hit a steel signpost, then sliced into the bus. The driver told police his bus was sideswiped as it was returning early Saturday from a casino. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.